بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن المسلم إذا عاد أخاه المسلم لم يزل في خرفة الجنة حتى يرجع. قيل: يا رسول الله، وما خرفة الجنة؟ قال: جناح. رواه مسلم. ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily a Muslim, when he visits his Muslim brother, this visitation, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned it under the chapter which has to deal with iyadatul mareed, visiting the sick. However, in this hadith, it's not mentioned that it is a sick person. One Muslim visiting another Muslim, this could be any visitation. However, there would be one caveat or one clause. In other words, a visitation that is based on no worldly motivation. Not going to go and secure some business deal or going with some dunyawi maqsad. You're going with the maqsad of deen, or the maqsad or objective of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, even person has to go on gush, mulaqat. That in fact is meeting your Muslim brother. Very famous hadith that's normally quoted in that context, man aada maridan aw zara akhan lahu fillah. That person who visits his Muslim brother or visits a sick person, man aada maridan aw zara akhan lahu lillah, as long as it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nadahu munadin bi antibta wa taba mamshaka wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila. That a caller from the heavens calls out, you have done well. Taba mamshaka, you're mubarak to you even on the steps that you have taken. Wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila, and you have built for yourself a home in Jannah, in paradise. So coming back to this hadith also, this is a general visitation. The objective and maqsad is deen, not dunya. Person may be sick. You may be meeting the person in gush. Remind him about qabr, remind him about akhirat. Maybe meeting a person just to remind him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's zikr. Allah's zikr, this is something we cannot overstate the importance of remembering Allah. One is to remember Allah in solitude. In dhakarani dhakartuhu, in dhakartahu fi, in dhakarani fi nafsihi dhakartuhu fi nafsi. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says that when somebody remembers Allah, makes Allah's zikr in solitude to himself, privately, quietly, what we normally associate with Allah being Allah's zikr, said with the tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, etc. However, many of us, we tend to confine zikr to that. That zikr is to remember Allah in solitude. And our concept or idea of what is zikr is only that. However, we find that if you look at this hadith, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, remember me in solitude, I will remember you in solitude. In dhakarani fi nafsi, dhakartuhu fi nafsi. Remember me within yourself, Allah says, I will remember you within myself. Which in itself is a great, great fazilat, that Allah is going to remember you every time you remember Allah. Udhkurni adhkurkum. Remember Allah, Allah will remember you. But it doesn't stop there. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ. Allah says, if a man makes my zikr in a gathering, in other words, to one person, two people, three people, somebody make, but what is important to understand in this hadith, the word zikr is still used. This is still zikr. To make Allah's zikr before more than one person. So what does that mean? That means to speak about Allah, to take Allah's name, to mention Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, the beauty of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. So that is also zikr. But what we learn from the hadith is that that zikr carries even greater reward. In ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ Allah says, if you will remember me in a gathering, speak about me, make my zikr, remind yourself, remind others about me, I will mention you, I will make your zikr in a gathering better than the one in which you did, in other words, the gathering of the malaika. Sometimes we hear this, so and so, you know what? Certain very prominent person spoke about you. He took your name. He mentioned you. Sometimes a person for years, for 10, 15, 20 years of his life, he'll speak about that one day or that one occasion that in a very high ranking position or status, or very high ranking position or gathering, certain prominent person took my name, prime minister, president, whoever it was, spoke about me, took my name. He remembers that for 10, 15, 20 years of his life. Greater than Allah, there is no one. And what is Allah saying? Allah will take your name in a very, very great gathering. Gathering which is better than any gathering of this world, the gathering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will remember Allah in a gathering to more than one person, to remind people about Allah. So this is one of the objectives. When you go to meet someone, go to meet them with the niyat of zikr. In other words, not private zikr, zikr where you are going to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is a proof of the love that we have for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ This is a al-imanu fi qalbi al-rajul an yuhibba Allah azza wa jal. From hadith, from Quran, we learn the proof of iman, the produce of iman, the dictate of iman is that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ وَاجِبَاتِ الدِّينِ وَأَجَلِّ قَوَاعِدِهِ Mahabbatullah wa Rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say it is the greatest wajib of deen and the most fundamental principle of deen to have love for Allah and obviously by extension with that the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the proof of love is what? Zikr. When you love something, you want to speak about it. When you love something, you remember it. This is human psyche, human nature. Can never be separated. So, this should be a fundamental intention. Meet people for zikr. Meet people, whether it's a sick person, whether it's anyone else that you are meeting. Meet them with this niyat that I want to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meeting is for Allah's sake. And it falls within the purview of these ahadith. We're coming back to the hadith we are mentioning. Suban radiallahu ta'ala who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily a Muslim, when he meets his Muslim brother, in other words for Allah's sake, he will be in khurfatul jannah. He will be in khurfatul jannah until he returns. So the Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, what is khurfatul jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the fruits of jannah. In other words, the fruits of paradise. He will be enjoying the fruits of paradise, of jannah, for as long as that visitation or that mulaqat takes place. And as we mentioned in the other hadith just now, that is commonly quoted, وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا You have built yourself a palace in jannah. In this hadith, Allah is going to give you the fruits, the choice, returns of Jannah. An Ali radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Ma min muslim ya'udu musliman ghudwatan illa salla alayhi sab'una alfa malak. حتى يمسي وإن عاده عشية إلا صلى عليه 70,000 ملك حتى يصبح وكان له خريف في الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. الخريف الثمر المخروف أي المجتنى. علي رضي الله تعالى narrates, and here also in this hadith sick person is not specified. Any Muslim visits another Muslim. Like I mentioned, the condition and objective would be that it should not be for some dunyavi maqsad, dunyavi objective. Meet some. All these ahadith are actually the fall very, very clearly under the virtue of what we call gush, meeting people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This our weekly gush or daily gush that takes place from the masjid. All these ahadith, these virtues, in fact, we should, those of us who are active in the work of Dawud and Tabligh, we should learn these virtues. When you meet someone, mention it. That as long as I am meeting you for Allah's sake, I am going to be enjoying the fruits of Jannah. In this hadith, Ali radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and before I mention one important thing we learn in Ashrati Sa'a, the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah, Ukrim al-Rajul Makhafat al-Sharri, the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of the signs of Qiyamah, the mafhum of the hadith, is when relationships will be developed for worldly purposes. In other words, you will engage with people with this eye or this view or this motivation that how I can make some dunya maqsad or benefit out of him, or be safe from some worldly shar of that person. What Islam teaches us is that develop relationships for Allah's sake, not for worldly objectives. Don't look at people with this eye, that how I can benefit in some dunyavi way from this person. Look at people with this eye, that how I can develop a relationship with this person for Allah's sake. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa aata lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmal al-iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ كَمَالِ إِيمَانِ. This is the perfection of Iman. When we say Allah's sake, to make it even some more simpler, keep your akhirat in front, let that be the motivation, rather than your dunya being the motivation. Coming back to this hadith, Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that any Muslim meets another Muslim ghudwatan. Ghudwatan in the hadith means in the morning. Technically, ulama say, hiya ma bayna salati subhi wa tulu'i shams. Ghudwa is the period between the fajr salah and the rising of the sun. But generally, technically that's the meaning of ghudwatun, but the more general meaning has been taken. In other words, if it is found in hadith terminology, it means in the morning. So one Muslim meets another Muslim in the morning. Illa salla alayhi 70,000 malakin hatta yumsi. What will happen? Rasulullah said 70,000 malaika. 70,000 malaika right up till the evening of that day will make salawat upon this person. Allah will appoint 70,000 malaika to make salawat upon you for the entire day, just for meeting someone in the morning. Now we find recently this targheeb is given. A lot of places now, mashallah, brothers in the morning are giving part of their 2.5 hours. In fact, this is objective, is to try to make the masjid abad for the entire day. Now part of that 2.5 hours obviously will be this visitation, meeting people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that one gush, one mulaqat, one person is met. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim meets another Muslim in the morning, except that for that entire day, 70,000 malaika make salawat upon him. We've run out of time. What does salawat of malaika mean, etc.? That will continue, subhanAllah.